I dream of the number 60. I dream of the number 60. The dream enters through an unseen hole in the pocket of memory, the forgotten window left open to divination, gates of ivory and deceit, gates of horn and truth. Like Charles Demuth, who saw the figure 5 in gold, I see the number 60 etched in glittery ink on a calling card. A man in a red fez hands it to me and says, "This is your lucky number, so stop stealing from the poor box." He looks like Sun Ra, wild with truth. So I take him very seriously. "Maybe this will change your life," he adds, singing, "If tears were diamonds, I'd be a millionaire." I try to stop him when he leaves, but there's a fire burning beneath my feet, and it's destroying nothing at all, just blazing with more undeciphered gold in its flames, while everything stays intact, but is brighter than before. He shouts over his shoulder, "Your ancestors are coming through here, and they are trying to speak through your own misinterpretation of code, so listen up. Your anger burns through the floorboards, but it's the fire that heats this house, and the Orishas are always closer than you think."